This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Donald Trump is backing his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, as an impeachment vote on the House draws near. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Upon his return from Ukraine, Giuliani met with the president. What was said?
No, not too much, but he's a very great crime fighter.
He called Rudy Giuliani very smart.
He sees all of the hoax that happens when they talk about impeachment hoax or the Russian collusion delusion.
With the impeachment vote looming, moderate Democrats like Utah's Ben McAdams are saying how they will vote.
I will vote yes.
He's hoping the president will be censured.
Instead of putting the country through a divisive and lengthy Senate impeachment trial with a predetermined outcome of dismissal.
But McAdams said what the president did was wrong. Ed Donahue, Washington.
House Democrat leaders have scheduled a full vote on the articles of impeachment for Wednesday. Boeing plans to stop production of the 737 MAX airliner in January. The AP's Tim McGuire spoke with an aviation expert about the company's decision.
Boeing is really between a rock and a hard place here.
Boeing, saddled with an undeliverable inventory of 400 grounded 737 MAX jets, will temporarily halt production next month. DePaul University aviation expert Joe Sweeterman says the uncertainty over when the 737 MAX jets will fly again is hurting the airlines.
You just can't run something as complicated as an airline without the most basic thing of how many aircraft and when are they going to be available.
The planes are built at Boeing's Renton, Washington plant, which employs 12,000 people. The company says it doesn't expect to lay off any workers at this time. But the shutdown will have a ripple effect on the hundreds of companies that supply parts for the planes. I'm Tim McGuire.
And for details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.